Do you know anything about those strange sounds that people hear in the air? Like trumpets or machines in the sky, and nothing is ever seen. Do you know what they are? They are the result, or they can be the result of many things, or many things combined. But we have located three exact causes that explain this phenomenon. We have already spent a lot of time investigating the origins and causes of it. The information comes from Eridania's ship, the science vessel. 1. It is due to the proximity of a large ship in the area of the sound, and it is the electromagnetic pulses of that ship that is in invisible mode. Possible, but low probability. 2. Dump, deep underground military base activity below the surface. TBMs, tunnel boring machines, and heavy equipment underground. Military or military reptile activity. Movement of a small ship inside the tunnels or construction of new ones. High probability, but localized. 3. Use of HARP-type electromagnetic energies, either from the HARP facilities themselves, or from the towers called Gwen, or cell phone towers, to scare the population and keep it in a low-frequency state, to foster fear and make them compatible with more manipulation, suppressing frequencies of joy and encouraging alarm states for social engineering results. Number 3 is confirmed to be implemented everywhere, but 1 and 2 also happen, but less often. Thank you for your answers. I always thought of 1 and 2, but not number 3. The ships have sensors in the spearhead that they have on front for all kinds of research. This information I just gave you is important to know. What's more, the results of Eridania and their science teams show that these frequencies are also harmful if they are heard on YouTube or similar recordings. So we do not recommend listening to them in any way. These sounds are carefully designed to alter the population. Do not listen to them. I know that if you live where they are heard, there is no easy remedy. But if you are not in the area, do not listen. If you are in the area, counteract it with lively music with headphones or with positive binaural beats at the frequencies of 432 and 528 Hz. Negative forces attack in every way and on all fronts. The concept that they do not traditionally attack with bullets and guns is only more control of the matrix. The bullet and guns attacks are also performed. They are called wars and false flag operations. And by provoking, by mental manipulation, the individuals who are placed there for that purpose. Yes, you are right. It is their tactic. Now, I will go from one question to another. Do you know anything about Men in Black? As with so many other things, there isn't a single answer. And there are several levels. To begin with, they are a very human organism where law enforcement officers, police officers, and FBI investigators and equivalents are assigned to investigate or harass, annoy, uncomfortable individuals. This is in order to cause fear in them, so that they give up whatever they are doing. At this level, the Men in Black don't even know that they are Men in Black and that they are used for this purpose. On the next level, there are human agents who are assigned to investigate any citizen that does or has something concerning aliens and UFOs. They might directly ask you to give it up or else. The last level is non-human agents. There are several races here that, under their own agendas, may or may not be working together with human agents and human organisms. These races, Tall Whites, Maitre, Kingu, simply take it in their own hands to intimidate citizens. This is one of the reasons why we cannot give conclusive evidence of our existence, because we would put our contacts at risk. Some degree of doubt or uncertainty must remain in order to have the possibility of strategic denial. Okay. Why does it seem that there is an increase in natural cataclysms on Earth? Some are natural movements of the Earth being used by the negatives, accentuating them with the use of applied energies of the harp type. I also have to say that as the Earth increases in frequency due to the ascension itself to which it is being subjected, it promotes adjustments that are seen as events of that nature. Yes, you are right, but I believed that a large ship would have the capacity to produce some of that too. Yes, a large ship could cause something like that, like ours, applying the weapons or focusing the tractor beam. But we would not do it, and the large reptilian ships will not be able to do so without confronting our fleet. What do you know about the UN, the United Nations organization? Have you contacted them? It is a cabal organization with the purpose of implementing world government or new world order. That is its true purpose, and it is nothing positive. They are excused to be able to intervene, to create a problem first and then send the blue helmets. We briefly maintained contact with the UN towards the end of the 50s. Now, a question a bit silly, perhaps. Could I breathe in your atmosphere without problems? Yes, although you would get dizzy very quickly. You need to get used to it. It's just that the amount of oxygen, nitrogen, is almost perfectly the opposite. We have 78% oxygen and 20% nitrogen, and on Earth it is the opposite. So much oxygen gives problems for you. But yes, you do get used to it. It is easier or faster with a hyperbaric chamber, like for the divers. Do you know why water is fluoridated here on Earth? Fluoride serves as a neurotoxic to isolate people in 3D frequencies. It has also been proven to suppress the need to be rebellious. It was first implemented as a chemical experiment during World War II in the Nazi concentration camps. It has nothing to do with teeth. It is an excuse. In itself, it has been proven that it is deteriorating you. Toothpaste without fluoride should be used. Fluoride is a neurotoxic poison that only serves the controllers. Why do you think do they want to mix religion with the extraterrestrials? Who benefits from that? There are many reasons. The Vatican, seeing our imminent disclosure, because they control each and every one of the observatories of the Earth, and I do not exaggerate, they can see our parked ships, and mixing aliens with religion serves them as a way of trying not to lose control at the moment when people realize our presence. It is another stage of misinformation. Also, religion has always been changed or mutated according to the needs of the times. This is one of these mutations. I love your answer, thanks. Maybe we can go in that direction a little here. It seems that all the religious leaders have met recently, perhaps to announce that we are not alone, because the people will only believe in your presence if the announcement comes from governments or religious leaders. Yes, it's when the masses will believe. But then the cabal will also lose the control. It will not happen by their hands. It is the last thing they would do, because it would be to abdicate their power. Anyway, do you want to make yourself known? When the time is right, we will make ourselves known directly. It is also considered never to make ourselves known in a massive way, leaving the credit of the liberation of the earth to the inhabitants themselves. If we openly present ourselves, the credit would be attributed to us, and it is not what we want. That would only open the way to possible religious worship. Svaru, I wanted to ask you a question about the Lyrian descent of our races. We know that humans come from Lyra, where you also come from. Let's say from the same trunk as humans. Somehow we are family. But do you know who created us all? Have you met benevolent races more advanced than yourselves? The records of the ancestors and origins of Lyra have been lost during the first phase of the Orion Wars with the reptilian invasion of Lyra and Avalon. But they say that what we as biological beings in 5D and 3D, for that matter, are, is the interpretation in matter manifested by a consciousness of something else with a similar form residing in higher planes of consciousness. This something more is ourselves in our most expanded versions. This explanation also answers your second question, because yes, there are races in other planes of existence, therefore more spiritually advanced to the degree of no longer needing technology. As for us from the 5D plane, we are the most technologically and spiritually advanced humanoid species. For us, and for our experience and understanding, there is no one above who has created us or anyone else as an external agent to the person himself or herself. It is always the very person who creates himself or herself, both physically and spiritually. A soul is not something that you have or that you obtain. It is something built step by step. You build your own soul. Thank you, Svaru. It is very interesting. Too bad the records were lost. The truth is that everything you say resonates with me. I cannot argue with anything, that is for sure. By the way, how is the reptile blockade mission going? Nobody has tried to go past it, because the hardware here is numerous and strong. The reptiles are finished. This is the last phase. There will be no more world wars, only local disputes. There will be no death for millions as of Agenda 21. Their FEMA camps will remain empty. We have total control now. It's just a matter of continuing to remove dirt and trash. When something is cleaned, the dirt is very evident, and that is what is perceived from the surface. In 10 years or less, the planet will not be recognizable in a positive way. Thanks, Svaru. I am visualizing a planet Earth free of that dirt and garbage. This would be a huge joy for the entire population of the planet. A question related to your answer. What do they want with the FEMA camps? To lock up large numbers of the population while deciding whether they go to the extermination camps or can be useful for controllers. As you have seen, for more than 10 years, they have up to hundreds of black plastic caskets ready. And by the date from which they have them, you can see that they have already lost the sinister plan. But it still depends on the population, on each and everyone. That you no longer consume poisoned foods, such as GMOs. According to the reptiles, humans are not worth living on the planet. You are right, Svaru. Another question regarding the Akashic records. Have you had or your society had access to them? There are two. One for the 3D matrix and the other one for the original matrix. All people with good connection to the source access them all the time, consciously or unconsciously. It is said that it is a large library full of books, but that is only an interpretation that some give it, because it is what is familiar to them. For others, it will not be books, but scrolls, papyri, crystals with information, depending on each person. It is information that does not require any form. In the case of the 3D Akashic records, it is similar to a hard disk or memory, where the 3D total immersion program runs. So you can access the Akashic records of the 3D Earth? Yes, and we do it via computer. It is another hard drive. We can access the information of the Matrix people, or not real people. Real people have contact with the source, and we cannot access that directly. I know you have no religion, but what would be your beliefs, and under what criteria are those beliefs adopted? We believe that everything that exists is the product of the same consciousness behind what is. We believe that in the end, everything, all the consciousnesses of the universe, are the same great consciousness or source. We believe that since all consciousnesses are fractals of the original, by definition, they are the original, so each person is the source. We rely on the experience and the results of our interactions with very old races. We also have as a belief or rule to always be changing and not adopt any dogma, because we include everything. If there is new data, the belief will change, as long as that data is persuasive enough. Okay, another question. Is there any Nordic race other than the tall whites who helps the government of the United States? No, they are the only ones. It is a bad thing that people generalize. By Nordics, they refer to a number of races. It is not mine. Their ships are all USAF, US Air Force, retro-engineered. They cannot enter nor exit through the blockade. Those US Air Force ships are restricted to atmospheric flight, or they will be shot down. What do you think about David Icke? In addition to his story as a sports presenter, who later had a great awakening, we believe that he is one of the people who has most opened the masses' minds. He is very informed about the matrix structure. He is a person to whom you should listen. We follow him closely from here. You know, Svaru, I had an experience years ago. I saw a being, a person, in my flat. He came through the walls and stood in front of me and then left. What was that? On one hand, it is a matter of frequencies. On the other hand, it is technology. I too have gone through walls. You can do it by using a tractor beam. It alters the vibrational frequency of the inside of the beam. This with electromagnetic manipulation, as in a portal. In itself, it is in a certain way. That is why the tractor beam can enter a house and abduct someone, even if there are two floors of concrete in it, or if it is inside a dump. Or it can be a being of higher dimensions that descends to give a message. But you too have to be in a very high consciousness frequency in order to link with the higher being. In short, I cannot know exactly what it was. Do you have any kind of temple or building where you go to meditate? No. In itself, we do not see why go somewhere to meditate, because when meditating, you are no longer in the body. So, as long as the body is comfortable, it does not matter where it is. However, if it is in the nature, the body can be better grounded, and it gives very pleasant experience related to meditation, but it is not really meditation, but peace and communion with your surroundings. I grew up in the high mountains. Now I like to meditate on the beach. Do you have some kind of mythology of the past? Something that happened that goes from generation to generation? As a story, of course, but we would not consider it mythology. Do you have any historical fact that is more worth remembering than others? Many. I guess when we came to Taygeta and found that there was no indigenous civilization on any of the planets, it was like a dream come true, because the variations were perfect for establishing a community. At that time, we were still Lyrians. Also, when the High Council was implemented as a place, as a Parthenon on top of a small mountain with the sea below. Now, the whole mountain is a garden that surrounds the High Council above. The implementation of the automated system of everything we need, especially the things we don't want to do, like taking out garbage or cleaning mechanisms. When it was automated at the planetary level, it was a great event, because it meant more freedom for all. Also, when automation was implemented in the manufacture and distribution of goods and supplies, that way we had more time to devote to what we like. In itself, we have no history of internal wars. The system is holographic, matriarchal. Wars do not occur, because there is no need for them. Thank you, Zvaru. Let's continue this conversation tomorrow. Thank you to you. There is always so much more to be shared. Good night.